This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, fourth hour. I had a bunch of special reports lined up, some of which haven't premiered yet. But I'm like, wow, Alan Keyes is really rocking the house here. So I'm excited to have him here with us. And coming up next segment, he's going to conduct the interview. I was saying, hey, just host the hour. I'll go eat lunch, take care of a bunch of stuff, and enjoy watching Alan Keyes sitting here. He's like, no, I think I'll interview you. So that's coming up. Tomorrow I will get to calls and a bunch of other news. There's a bunch of breaking stuff. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, our latest insider, helped us expose CNN, but now it's time to raise the stakes. A new insider has come to Project Veritas with secret video recordings, hashtag Epstein cover up, starting tomorrow, November 5th. This is exciting. There's not just evil in the universe, there's good. What do you want to say about the Epstein situation?
Well, sadly, I think that on the one hand, Epstein's an illustration of how much evil there is. On the other, I think there is a comforting sense in all that's happening. But at the end of the day, Shakespeare was right, and evil will out. In other words, a lot of what people think is going to be hidden is not hidden, and people are starting to wake up to that. And it's been a lot thanks to folks like yourself. That's what I find so impressive. People who have the courage to stand for the truth. And that was actually one of the key concepts of Christian life, to bear witness to the truth no matter what. And I think you have certainly shown it over the years, but you're not alone. There are
but people say that's courage, and it's compulsive with me. I can't even help it. So what is that? I mean, that's different.
Well, that's still courage. That just means that the source of that courage is constant. And that source, I believe, is to be always open to the truth. It's part of the difference between what was once education in America, where the whole point was to open you to the truth, to its discipline, to its patterns. The other thing I love about the way you handle the show and events is that you are always thinking things through. You see connections because of that, that other people don't make. And I've got to tell you, the highest praise I can give to you, I think, is that that always reminds me of the founders of the United States. People can say what they like about them, but if you sit down with their writings and their letters and so forth, they were people who, if I can use the nasty word, everybody says nasty word, they were conspiracy theorists. They were people who understood that, first of all, you can't accomplish anything if you are not breathing together, talking together, working out an understanding that allows you to move in concert. That is, in fact, what it means to come together, to covenant, to do things as a body, as a unit. So it's a source of union and unity to have that common understanding that inspires you, moves you like breath moves the chest up and down, to do things on behalf of that common good. And I think that's absolutely critical. But I think it's also conspiracy in the sense that you think through the reality that people who stand against justice, who want to do wrong rather than right, are constantly thinking about ways to infiltrate and subvert what good people are trying to accomplish. And if you're not willing to think like that and anticipate events and recognize how things are working together for evil, then you're not helping out to make sure they
work. Well, that's it. If you read what the founders, they learned from history, they learned from wars they were involved in. They were playing chess, not checkers, and they could see how evil would play games, so they use our own evil nature against us, like the separation of powers.
Well, that's why I think you have all these folks who are amongst the bad guys, as I call them. They're always trying to get people to be ashamed.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. That's about conspiracy. He has these conspiracy notions.
And I'm thinking to myself, the only reason they don't want us to be listening to folks who think that way is because they don't want people to have the wherewithal to start thinking in a way that sees through their combination.
It's crazy. Once you go multidimensional in thought, there's no way to go back to one dimension. One dimension isn't real. I mean, that's how leftists are. They're very one-dimensional, and they just believe whatever crap they're told instead of researching the whole back end of it. Alan Keyes, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be taking over. I'm going to sit here dutifully. When we come back, he's going to introduce the show, everything, and more. We got a lot of breaking news I haven't hit yet. There's a new, speaking of Mike Adams, he's got a new article out with a recommendation to the president. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Keys, believe it or not. Oh, I know you were mistaking me for Alex Jones. At first glance, that happens quite frequently. But no, actually, it would happen quite frequently.
They both got beards.
If you're only listening to us, though, you've...
We both love God. That's pretty similar.
But you know, you had mentioned this Adam Schiff show that he put on. And the fact that I think that statement he made was actually typical of what's going on with impeachment. And if we could play the clip we were going to play, and
yeah, let's roll that clip
about what it represents, I think that would be good.
Here he is reading a fake transcript. We're supposed to forget this.
I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
And now he's back from all these secret hearings, with new transcripts. The Republicans are saying those aren't transcripts either, because they were there with the few representatives they could have, and they say it's more fake. Really? A guy that puts out fake transcripts is doing it again?
Well, he's doing it again, and with chutzpah. How come he thinks he can get away with this? I thought it was really quite amazing that somebody would get up, make all of these statements like they were part of the conversation, when the transcript was already in the hands of people who were listening, and you would know immediately that this was a lie. The other thing I find pretty amazing is the fact that he talks about what was involved as if there was some fundamental wrongdoing going on, but the only wrongdoing he could imagine was the wrongdoing he was making up. And that confesses that there was no there. Do you think most people are missing this? Because I don't see how they could.
And then they had a bunch of channels, including one of the channels you've worked for, MSNBC, boy, it was different back when you were there, put out other fake transcripts. And then The Morning Joe did. And then Chris Cuomo put out a fake one. And then when they get caught, they didn't even do retractions. It's just, they got caught lying so big in 2016, they now think, well, we'll just lie bigger and this time it'll work. Or is it just their nature and they can't help it?
Well, I think they're hoping that the lie will run on legs and get wider distribution than the truth that follows it up. And that can be the case. I have a good friend who talks a lot about the concept of fertile fallacy. You plant the seed of a lie, and the lie starts to promulgate out there so quickly that the truth never catches up.
Mark Twain said that a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on.
That's right. But I think that in this case, they're overestimating the veracity, the plausibility of their lie. And that's
here's an example.
And you also have a lot of people, by the way, who are disposed to think well of Donald Trump, and they're just going to be infuriated by the lie. Don't they get this?
Well, you've been giving me some hope here, and I agree with you at the end of the day that evil never thinks about what it's doing and feels invincible till the moment it runs out of gas. Mm. I think like Wile E. Coyote, they've already run out over the cliff. They've had to figure out that before they fall.
I think that's exactly what happens. I used to use that metaphor a lot in general about the impetus of evil, because I think that's how it works. And then suddenly they discover that they're standing on nothing. But I don't think it's going to be a sudden discovery for the people who are pushing for impeachment. They know absolutely from the beginning that there's no there. But part of what sustains them, and you can check me out on this, I think part of the problem with the discussion of impeachment is that we let them get away with talking about it as if you don't have to read the Constitution first. I think you have to read the Constitution before you start talking about impeachment. And they don't read it, obviously, because then they'd realize that the phrase high crimes and misdemeanors may not imply this or that particular crime, but it does imply that you have to show wrongdoing. And wrongdoing, not in terms of their political interests, because what they're mostly accusing Trump of now is that he dared to try to enforce
investigate them.
I think most Americans would take it for granted that you have to investigate crimes regardless of party.
All right, that was a short segment because we played that 5-minute intro. We'll be right back with Alan Keyes, who, my goodness, I'm going to be watching his show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're back. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. And today, I, Alan Keyes, have the privilege of interviewing Alex Jones. There's something I wanted to talk about, and we were going to get to the Epstein clip But as a preface to that, I think one of the things that's becoming more and more apparent in the impeachment process and other things that are going on is what's called the role of the deep state. Deep state referring, by the way, to folks who are part of the permanent bureaucracy but who are now involving themselves and have involved themselves, apparently, in trying to manipulate the outcomes of our elections. And one of the things that I find so shrewd about the way things are being cast by the media, they had us focusing attention on foreign manipulation. And I think that that was so that we would be looking away from what is now quite clearly evidence that we have permanent career bureaucrats who have been fulfilling the nightmare of the founders, that you'd have people in positions like that who would then usurp the choice of the people, manipulate outcomes in such a way that they would take control of the government from those who have been elected. Do you think that the fate of Epstein was part of that threat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going back to what you just said, I played this last week, and even I couldn't believe it. They had Brennan and McLaughlin, former CIA directors, big globalists, and they said, thank God for the deep state, and yes, we're going to remove Trump ourselves with our intelligence operatives. Yes, it is a coup. I don't know if you saw the clip. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's totally illegal. Mm-hmm. It's a rogue group. It's what overthrows third world countries. It's what killed Caesar. I'm sitting there looking at cancer announcing itself.
And one of the problems is, for a lot of Americans, we and I've had this with audiences. You ask them, who's the king of America? Who's the queen of America? Who is the monarch of America? And eventually somebody in the audience will pipe up with the right answer, but it's surprising how often they go to the president and this and that and the other.
Oh, it's them.
Y'all, we are the king and queens here. The people of the United States is the sovereign body that then has the ultimate decision-making over who staffs the
That's why we can walk into Congress, the House or the Senate office buildings, and go right in their offices, because they work for us.
That's right. And one of the things that then should occur to us when we're watching this is that when the deep state says, we're taking over, we're doing this, we're going to prejudice the elections that way, that's an actual attack on us, on our self-government. They not only don't have the right to do it, but if they are doing it, it represents an actual effort to overthrow the government of, by, and for the people that the Constitution painstakingly means to establish. Why don't people get this?
Well,
this
what's crazy
is a direct
for me
attack
is,
on us.
What's crazy for me is I agree with you, we're winning, because just 6 months ago, they were saying there is no deep state. It's insane. You're all liars. Trump is insane. Alex Jones is insane. Tucker Carlson is insane. Matt Drudge is insane for saying that. And then now it's like, thank God for the deep state. Yes, we're going to remove him. Yes, the intelligence agencies are. I mean, they've gone from denying the intelligence agencies were involved in killing Kennedy, which we all know they were, to now just going, damn right, we're going to do it. I mean, it's almost like that Few Good Men part where they finally tricked the colonel into going, you bet we killed him because we had to do it, and we're going to do it.
I mean, you got to tell you, I am hoping, though, that brazenness that is now characteristic of the way they approach this question is going to come back to haunt them. Because I do not believe, okay, y'all, maybe I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but my experience in life, and I have a little bit of it, has left me with a deep sense of respect for the common sense of the American people. Not everybody, but there are enough people out there who watch these events quietly reach the conclusions about the deceivers and the deceived and resolve that they're not going to be deceived. But the one thing I've never understood, Alex, people look at all these television networks. A lot of people now, why did the idea that they were fake news resonate? It resonated because a lot of individuals have come to that conclusion. They watch all this junk. They're kind of fascinated by it. It's like sort of watching a strange play of lights and so forth. You don't know really what's going on, but you're fascinated by it. That fascination, however, has kept people tuning into these networks in a way that keeps them alive. I have one serious question. Why is it that everybody doesn't just starting to advise people who care about this country to turn them off? I think they're like that old thing that people used to say about your teeth, ignore them and they'll go away. I think if folks start tuning out these liars, knowing that they're liars, knowing that what they're doing is fake.
No, I agree with you.
We need to turn them off.
And that's why they up the lies, to make them so outrageous that we then still have to engage them and say, hey, you're a liar. So now they basically just geek out and do the most outrageous things. Use the old definition of geek, mm-hmm. not a computer geek, but like a person at the, you know, at the old theaters or at the circus biting the head off a bat or whatever. That was the old geeks. They are now are just these exhibitionists that say more and more outrageous things to make us tune into them. They're the shock jocks, but they're not just doing it for shock. They're doing it for control.
Exactly. And I think that it's time that folks who really care about the country, particularly because, as far as I can tell, and this gets into another area with all Facebook and Twitter and the very kind of threats that you have been under, they're mobilizing to try to keep people who are willing to keep focusing on these kinds of outlets and the things that they're involved with also under the thumb of what I call the tech tyrants, the people who have established a kind of virtual monopoly of certain kinds of social networks.
They're creating little reservations of the idiots.
But look, y'all, as we get closer to the election, they are going to use this control to try to wipe out communication that goes contrary to the narrative that would help one of these commie socialists to take over the United States.
Oh, yeah, they're intensifying the censorship.
I think without any doubt. And they mean to do it in a way that's carefully timed to make sure that people are deprived of information. Now, here's the point that I think we often miss. And we need to start going back to the Constitution and asking fundamental questions. Because if you are making efforts to deprive the people of the United States of their ability to communicate with one another and their ability to gather information from various sources, who are you attacking?
The people.
You're attacking the people, but it's the sovereign body of the people in the course of deliberating about its most important official.
You're election meddling.
Which is, you're election meddling, but you're also attacking the sovereign himself or herself.
It's an attack on the people.
It's an attack on the people. You know what they used to call that? They used to call that lèse majesté, an attack on the body of the sovereign. This attack is now going on from these tech tyrants. And that attack, by the way, you should realize it, is a form of treason. It was punishable in the days of the old monarchs by death. And it seems to me, I'm not talking about, you know, punishing by death and so forth, that's nonsense. But I am talking about the fact
that
we
must
make them responsible. It's a serious crime that...
And how does Trump do that? Mike Adams says Trump must seize domains of Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube to stop censorship. Imagine if phone companies in the old days had AI, and if they heard you saying, I'm going to support Ronald Reagan for president, and they turned your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department would take over.
I always think, though, that before you take action, you need to establish the lawfulness of that action.
Oh, I agree.
In the eyes of the American
people. So let's talk about the procedure.
And that's why I say, first, get people to think about the real nature of this attack. They always want us to think about what's going on in terms of individual rights. They're attacking Alex Jones's individual rights.
Oh, they were
rights.
Smart. They chose me to be the person they banned first, so the debate was about that, not everybody else.
And they try to isolate you. What's going on is an attack on the body politic, an attack on the functionality of the people of the United States. And
hold on, we got to go to break. Listen, I've watched you a lot on TV over the years for 30 years, and you're ambassador and all that, and I always thought you're amazing. But it's almost like Obi-Wan Kenobi's been out in the desert, and now he's back. I mean, this is amazing. But, you know, a lot of stuff's happening. A lot of great people like you that have been out there still vocal are really rushing forward. I'm seeing now new folks that have been around a long time, kind of get the big battles here going into 2020. I kind of get that feeling that you're charging up right now.
Well, I think this moment is decisive.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, and InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Tease, and this is, believe it or not, the Alex Jones Show. Today I have the great privilege and honor, but also, I must say, Alex, it's been a lot more fun than people might realize. As a matter of fact, it's possibly more fun than you should be allowed to have. But I envy you the permanent assignment here. But look, as we were going out, I think, you were making some points that made it occur to me that I hope that people in this country are not the least bit complacent anymore. The events of the last several years, and especially the reaction to the election in 2016, but also all the aspects that have to do with the deep state, including some of these horrid events that have been taking place, that punctuate the fact that if you think it's possible to think of things too outlandish to occur, then you'd better start revising your thinking. This country, I think, and especially our form of constitutional self-government, rooted in the combination of the rule of law and the goodwill of the people, acting together in concert. This regime is under serious threat, and I think that we're approaching an election that was in the shadow of 2016. I thought the bad guys thought that election was going to be their decisive triumph. The election that basically would guarantee their power,
so that then there'd be no more real elections again.
And it was their arrogance that allowed God to mobilize a resistance to show them, like the Titanic, that they're not invincible.
Yes, exactly. And I think that their frustration and all the venom and this kind of the rage and Trump derangement, as it's called, all of it was because this was a furious check, and they're angry about it, but they're also absolutely determined that they're going to get it done no matter how they...
And now they're running around like demon-possessed chickens with their heads cut off. And I agree with you. It's eliciting people to resist more and to steel themselves against it. I just, at a gut level, spiritual level, feel like, though, like, as you said, if we aren't maximum energy against this, we shouldn't take anything for granted, because they've got a lot of evil tricks up their sleeves.
And I have to say two things, and I have to say it, I'll probably say it more than once in the course of the time we have left, but I think it's decisive. First and foremost for me, and it has been for years now, is that Americans have to remember the fundamental premise of our founding. And the fundamental premise of our founding, contrary to what a lot of people like to think, was not freedom. Freedom plays a role, but freedom is not the most important thing. What was the first appeal? The first appeal was to the authority of God. And the
first, saying, we follow God, not the king.
Exactly. We follow God. And when the king departs from God, when the government departs from God, in terms of what's required for human justice and decency, we can't go down that road, and we won't. So that's the
resistance
first thing
to tyrants is obedience to God.
Amen. And the second thing we have to remember is that at the end of the day, we are the leaders here. I get a little irritated when people talk about leadership of any kind, including, by the way, and I like Donald Trump, and I think he's been standing his ground in a way that people ought to be deeply grateful for. But I think we need to know that America is not what I call a Führer constitution. Führer was the German word
leader,
for leader applied to Hitler.
Well, I'll say it. When Trump loves to flaunt it and rub it in the left's face because they hate him so much, I get he's trolling them. But when he talks about how great a job he's doing, well, if he would just call on God openly, which he's starting to do, and thank the listeners and people that support him that are being persecuted, that would be the final step towards Trump really getting polished. And I'm not trying to critique the president, but I just think he needs to invoke God, as he did at the RNC, as he did in his inaugural speech. I think that's the real power.
And as he did, by the way, when he went to the United Nations.
That was incredible.
There. A lot of people
that was his most powerful
the
speech.
Power of that speech. That was a great speech. And it was a speech that I think when people take off their prejudicial blinders.
So more of that. He was very humble there, too. He was very...
He actually gave a speech that stood in the line of American statesmanship all the way back to the beginning.
Well, Lord Monckton was on. He said it was one of the greatest speeches ever.
Yeah, I thought it was a great speech. But I think that to complement that offer of representative leadership.
Well, God wants the contract. You're right. We want the contract.
But Americans also have to remember the meaning of the word representative. How can you represent what hasn't been presented in the first place? And that means that from the point of view of our chosen and elected leaders, we are their leaders. We are the ones who must set the tone for their hearts and for their objectives and for their understanding. And if we're not having the courage to take that leadership role, to make the demand that what is right for our common good be respected, what our Constitution requires be respected, and what is needed for us to retain responsibility over our individual family and community lives is respected, then it's not going to happen. And that means that I think the challenge of elections is always about whether Americans themselves, as voters, as citizens, are willing to take the lead. You know, it used to be the case in America, yet when elections occurred, it was a usage in the 19th century, you didn't say who's running for office. You would ask other people, who are you running for office? Meaning to say that was that image of the people.
Who are you running?
The leader.
Yeah.
And I think we need to keep that in mind and take it to heart, because otherwise, when you get an opportunity, Trump represents an opportunity, but that opportunity will fade if the people of this country
don't rise up
to make sure that it comes to fruition.
Exactly. So we, it's like Trump said, the tree's planted, but now it's got to have time to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And reading history books and things, you're absolutely right. People would go and recruit good men that were respected and they knew were steadfast in life, in business, in the military, in the clergy, and they would be drafted to run.
Yeah.
People come and say, you are running for office. We are recruiting you. You're going to do it. And then they knew they had to. It wasn't, it's like George Washington. They wanted him to be a king. He said, no way.
He also was reluctant. I mean, he stepped away from what could have been. He would have instantly been selected to be king of America or whatever. There are people who wanted that to happen. And he eschewed that. And not only that, he had the kind of esteem amongst the soldiers who had fought in the Revolutionary War that he would certainly have had their support. But instead of appealing for it, when they were rising up to talk about their mistreatment, he could have seconded the motion, started like some of these communist dictators to get the military on your side so you can bash everybody's head in. Quite the contrary. I'll never forget the first time I read the account of a meeting he had with those who were all riled up because they thought they were being mistreated. And he walked into the room. And he fumbled around for a minute when he got up to the podium, and because he was looking for his glasses, and he looked out to the audience and he said, "Excuse me, gentlemen, for I have grown blind as well as gray in the service of my country." And then, having established that premise of service, he went on to calm them down, and he put himself in a position of retiring from public life. And having to be sought out.
And they had such incredible ways with words back then. Yeah. I mean, it's like, he's not saying, I'm old and gray, I'm in charge, I did it all. He says, you know, I'm actually getting old and weak here in my service, and made them all feel pathetic.
Yes, yes, and made them all, I think, it gave them all a reminder of the price that had been paid by them and by others for the liberty of the country. And I think sometimes that sense, that combination of self-confidence, yes, a willingness to understand what your life represented, but also humility and the willingness to shift the burden of that respect onto the people you're talking to. If this country is to see its liberty respected, is to see its government perpetuated, the people themselves will have to be the source of the right understanding and heart that literally comes together to lift that
up. And that's why the globalists, and I don't want to show this, but we have to. We're going to have the Epstein clip when we come back, but let's play the man in a goblin outfit simulating the murder of a baby. We have to. I hate to watch it. The pleasure when he simulates killing the baby. To understand this evil spirit. Why do they do this? To show it to us, to train us to accept it. I'm showing it to you so you don't accept it, and you understand this is not an aberration with these people. This is the heart of their spirit. This is who they are. The first lie is that's a woman. The second lie is that's some wonderful art display with a bunch of sickos in some New York devil bar. They are doing lesser magic. They are exercising what they do in secret in front of you to flaunt it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In addition to what you just saw, there's this remarkable clip of a demon. And these people are actually, I think, using this to inure people, to get them used to these sites, and to almost try to assemble folks who will think that all of this is in good fun.
And I asked you that during the break. Is it evil for me to even show this?
Well, I think it's not evil to show it to an audience, the point of which is to try to forewarn them against what is happening to our kids and against what is being done. I mean, these are people who at one and the same time will be doing these horrible things and then going off to host the drag queen story hour for our children. And in much the same way, trying to inure them to what? To the spectacle that ultimately represents atrocity, even as I believe the whole abortion thing and everything else has been used to get us used to the idea that somehow or another that special sacrosanct quality of life, which is not worthless, to be infringed, it doesn't exist
and
anymore.
And now kill the old people, and now the passing laws in New York other areas to keep babies alive and then harvest their organs.
Exactly. That human life is not to be respected. I mean, that idea, which comes from the scripture, which was so profoundly important to the founding of America, that we are made in the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? It means that when you strike a blow against another human being to kill them, you are striking a blow against God. Though we are simply finite beings, we yet have a connection
to the
with
spark.
The infinite divine being that is responsible for the creation.
And if people don't care about human life, nope, then we're all going to just kill each other.
And I think that's what they want to get us used to. But it's not because we're all going to kill each other. It's because they're going to recruit folks who are susceptible to that. Did you ever ask yourself, just by the way, how
is it that the Nazis could have found all those concentration camp guards? Where did they come from? What kind of people would preside over a place of militant death and death dealing in the most heartless and cold-blooded way? Well, I think we as a people are being subjected to a campaign to make sure we have identified and pulled out from amongst the populace the people who have that potential, because they mean to turn them against the rest of us and to put us in, and it adds, we can talk about this some other day.
In fact, I start rolling in the background with some audio so people can see it, because people need to understand that this is who's coming to your children.
Right.
A little bit of audio in the background. Go ahead.
And I think this kind of thing in recruiting people for that lack of sensibility to the significance of death is actually preparing us for the time when such people will be unleashed against us to commit the kind of purges that were committed in other countries.
And again, a Hollywood actor could not do as well as this man dressed as a woman killing a baby does. I mean, the satanic evil, and these men all have that same look, black or white, it doesn't matter. They have that same demonic, Joker-esque look. They dress like demons and go to these story times. The women, the kids are crying and begging, and they put the kid on their lap, and then the kids rot, you basically simulate sex with the men. I can show you all the video. It's unbelievable. This is being done in Austin. It's being done. I can't believe it. And then the men go to the city councils and say, we're going to groom your kids. Give them to us.
Well, I think it's necessary for people to have it in their minds that this is in the background. If it is revolting to adult sensibilities where you have a conscience about the spilling of blood and about the respect that we should have for our offspring, what do you think it does to children to start to be introduced to this kind of
a
mentality? And then we wonder why it is that violence grows in the society. And violence, by the way, which not only takes the form of violence against others, but rising sense of hopelessness, a rising
sense
of
his own life. And then we're told this is a woman. A person, a man killing a baby is a woman, and even the Daily Caller and everyone calls it a trans woman did this. No, it's a demonic, crazy, mentally ill man who on his own website says he's a devil worshiper that loves Satan.
But the question then becomes, why are we as a people going down a path that essentially institutionalizes the mentality represented in all of that?
Because the devil's real.
Because the mentality of baby killing had to be promoted. And it has been made into something. First of all, they call it falsely lawful when it is against the law. The Constitution makes it clear that you can't deprive a person of life, liberty, or
and they said it was a fetus depressing forever. Now they go, yeah, it is a baby. Have you seen all the national news and comedy shows where they go, we like to kill babies and bully them in the womb. We're liberals. Now get in there and kill that baby. Have you seen those videos?
Do you really believe, though,
yeah,
that lack of sensitivity to conscience and to the conscience of a great many Americans is actually winning them support? I think they've...
No, I agree. I'll be honest. I'm not a person that wants to go out and hurt people. But when I see people on TV going, I love killing little kids, and it's so much fun to bully them when I chop them up, this is Comedy Central, I want to get in the car, drive to New York, and hurt some people. I'm not going to do it. But I'm saying, I think they're trying to invoke us to do violence because they know they're losing the culture war.
Well, I think they're losing the culture war, though, because Americans are not by nature people who embrace violence against the innocent.
No, I know. So what does it do to you when you see that?
Well, what it does to me, I think it revolts people, and it makes them angry. But I also think it reminds people of the difference between what we are in terms of our profession of respect for God and for life and our own respect for ourselves. After all, the passage that I can use everywhere in America with every audience is, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This sense that somehow there's a special quality in the relationship between human life and God and respect for life and our own decency, they have not slain this in the American people. They will not slay it, for all they have tried to unleash these epidemics of atrocity through abortion and other things. Well, I'll point out one thing. Why is it that this decision in Roe v. Wade is one of the only times, apart from Dred Scott and other things associated with slavery, when the Supreme Court makes a decision and it doesn't stick? And now, by the way, because of the facts of our...
Because it's evil. America's going to reject abortion.
America's going to reject it, and even more so because our science has already rejected it. And what was predicted, by the way, in the language of Roe, if the suggestion of personhood be established, that's what the decision said, the complainant, that's Roe, the complainant's case collapses. Roe has collapsed under the weight of...
And that's why now they have to change the argument and say, okay, we'll kill babies after they're born. We'll kill old people. But now we have to give godlike power to the state.
But once they do that, they have lost the argument.
They have.
They have lost.
So they're losing.
Issues.
They're losing.
They're losing. But why is it that we don't know that? Because we haven't called them on it yet. I think around the country, even among pro-life people, there are folks who haven't yet realized that Roe is dead. And we don't have to go back to the Supreme Court and ask whether it's dead because the decision itself contains
the
sunset language.
And all the polls show young people are against abortion now.
But what do you do about it?
You got to come back. You got to come back and talk about this. Come back anytime you want, but I want to play the Epstein clip. Then we'll talk about it. Here's the Epstein clip with the Navy, well, not the Navy SEAL, with the Delta Force dog guy talking about Epstein quickly and then actually what the medical examiner, famous medical examiner, said about it. Here it is.
And finish dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
I was asked by the brother, the next of kin, to be at the autopsy. Mm-hmm. And at the autopsy on day one, there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation, which included...
And it was suggested at the time that he committed suicide by doing what?
By hanging. At the time he was found allegedly hanging by a homemade ligature of sheets.
Are you saying you don't think it was suicide?
I think that the evidence points toward homicide rather than suicide.
That's a famous medical examiner who examined the body at the autopsy. So just, again, the wheels are coming off.
Well, I think the wheels are coming off in so many different respects, and it's interesting to me that it all has to do with the unleashing of this kind of epidemic of death and killing as a replacement for what has been our politics of responsible choice.
I agree. Come back very soon, Alan Keyes. One of the best interviews ever. Briefly, how do we fix abortion? I mean, how do we stop it?
Well, we have to go to our executives and say that the Constitution is back in play. Roe has collapsed, and that means that the constitutional provisions which require that you extend equal protection of the law to all persons. And if they now admit, which they have to because of our science, that from the moment of conception, the babe in the womb is a person, according to our Constitution, you cannot withdraw
the protection. That's right. Powerful. Thank you. Really appreciate you, folks. I didn't plug the last 2 hours. We find ourselves at InfoWarsStore.com. Big sales are about to have to end. Thank you all for your support. IMTV.us. That's Alan Keyes' excellent TV site. Be sure and check that out, IMTV.us. And LoyalToLiberty.com. Very impressed with your work over the years, and even more impressed having you in person. Thank you so much. Now, the War Room, Owen Schroyer, is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and so much more. Will Johnson's coming up tonight with Firepower as well with Tom Papert.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.